Okay, we ready? Good evening. We're back from executive session. Can I have a motion to reconvene after executive session, please?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Collengrad.
I'd like to make a motion to reconvene from our executive session into the Tuesday, July 17, 2018, regular council meeting at 8:46.
Second.
Who was that, Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any questions or comments? Vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Thank you, council members. Okay, we're under old and new business. Is there any old business council members or any new business? I know, Ms. Allen, you said that you wanted to make some comments, and I know Mr. Collengrath said that it was going to be discussed at the working session, but if you'd like to go ahead with your comments, go right ahead.
Yes, I would just like to make a motion, and I would hope that we could get this just voted on so we can start when we reconvene after the summer session. We did discuss at several council meetings residents requesting that we begin at 7 p.m. The majority of council all said they had no problem with that. And in light of the events from tonight, I think it's an important thing to start having the department heads available at the council meetings. So I'd like to make a motion, if I could possibly have a second, about starting our council meetings at 7 p.m. from now on.
I'll make the motion. We can vote on it as far as I'm concerned. If it gets voted down, it gets voted down.
We're going to discuss it.
Well, we can make a motion to discuss it. That's
okay.
What you can
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
So she made the motion, and Mr. Spitznagle, you seconded it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I disagree. I'd like to know what people you're talking to that want it later.
Talk into your microphone, if you could, Gloria.
Persons that you know that said that they wanted it later, because the people sitting here did not want it to start.
Ms. Josephine Wardle is one of them that's been sitting here that has said that starting at 7 p.m. would be easier, especially to get working individuals, not just retired individuals, to the meeting.
Well, I don't think if you took a poll, we fill it up next week and ask them. I think they'd still want it at 5, because look at the time now that we're leaving. We started at 7. The ones of you that do work, you're going to be getting out of here at 9, 10 o'clock at night. We used to have that years ago, and it just, you know, you can come right here from work, and I think it's easier for you. And as far as department heads being here, years ago they changed that in other communities. These people work all day long. They don't need to sit here and listen about service department or recreation if it isn't their job. They can, if it is something that we need to know, the mayor calls that department head in and is there to answer our questions. So I see no reason to have department heads here taking up their time that they could be with their families.
Well, I disagree with that, and that's the reason why I brought it up. I had a question where I addressed two different department heads about an issue going on in the village. I know that you were copied on the email. I included you on the email to begin with. And at the end of the email that I received from the mayor, I was directed that I was not to be caught talking to department heads, but to contact him directly. I don't feel that that's showing openness and transparency in this village to be told I can't talk to an employee.
Talk to the mayor, because he will go to the employee and get the information that you need.
Well, what are we playing?
We have no trouble with transparency here. I don't know. You're the only one that seems to have a problem.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Gloria, and I do understand what you're saying. I know at the time when we separated from having the things, the directors didn't mind that either, and Now, here's the issue. I know, okay, because there are two separate issues. One is having the directors, and one is having the meetings at 6. At 7. Now, if you bring the directors in, I don't know if it's easier for them to be here at 6 or 7. You know, if you keep them over, you're keeping them over for another hour. So that is something to be discussed. I guess what we should look at is we certainly don't want to have any separation on this issue. It's a small issue, so we should look at it. If we want to try it for a while and see what happens,
We can always go back.
We can always go back.
I don't.
We're all willing to do that. Try that. Mm-hmm. See if we get. Mrs. Wardle is one person. Her thing to me, because I'm sure she's probably said the same thing to you, is she thinks that you can draw more people and younger people, okay, because of the working thing. If we get more people here, we do. If it becomes a thing, we can always go back. I mean, I've been in the situation, we've been both ways.
Well, okay. You know what? The mayor has mornings with the mayor. That room is filled when it's morning. It's
with retired people. Those are retired people. Those are not people that are working.
Okay,
people aren't coming.
Take turns talking. Gloria has the floor first. Go ahead, Gloria.
I said, in the morning, it's filled with people. In the evening, you get a couple people that are there. So I don't think they're going to come.
Well, Mr. Ryan,
go ahead,
I apologize. They may not. I don't care.
Right.
I think if they don't come, then they don't have an excuse. Now they have an excuse. This is an extraordinary evening.
Right.
We're usually out of here in 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. I can remember when our council meetings were 5 hours and 6 hours long. But that's a thing of the past, and I hope it remains a thing of the past, that because our meetings have been conducted very well, and this is a very extraordinary meeting. If we start the meeting at 7, we'll most likely be out of here by 7:45, 8 o'clock anyways. So that's not late. I know Mr. Collegraph, he works... You know, and then he rushes home to you know, and most every Mary and most
yes.
everybody don't get even the chance to eat dinner before they get here. And so if the meeting does run long, you're now all you're thinking about is your grum belly, right? Because you're hungry. So I would try it. And at the very least, it's... you know, if nobody else comes, well, then they don't have an excuse. Now they can't say, well, you start the meetings too early. You know, to me, it's not a big enough issue to be spending another
exactly.
hour on talking about this either. So
I
would rather just vote and get over it. And
Mr.
if there's
Mayor.
Four votes, there is. If there isn't, then there isn't.
I'm very there. Willing to try it. I told Don just today, I said, I'm having a harder time getting out of Solon. It seems to be so overly congested that I just about get home at 5:45. And I'll give it a shot. We'll give it a try. If people come, they come. If they don't, they don't. I know... It would certainly make it easier for you, and I don't have a problem if we have the department heads come, and we could try that and see how it works for them and us and everyone else. If we don't try, we don't know. But I do believe we should be allowed to speak to anyone who works here. If I called the president of the agency every time I had a question, nothing would get done. If I want to call Katie, I'm going to call Katie. If I want to call Bill, I'm going to call Bill. And if I want to call the mayor, I'll call the mayor. But we cannot be stopped from asking questions from Rob to Rob or to Nancy or to anyone else. So that's just my two cents.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Linville needs to make a comment. Did you want to say anything, Mr. Linville, or no?
I'm ready to vote.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to clarify, Mary, because you said it would make it easier for me. Most Tuesdays I'm off.
Oh. Okay.
And in anticipation of not having the council meeting this week, I agreed to pick up, a shift and stuff. So that this was
okay,
the rarity because it's. Please, I just want to clarify. It's not for my personal convenience.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Mayor, I can remember when we had nobody come into council meetings, and
right.
now we get, you know, I count the last two or three council meetings, I counted more than 30 people that came to our meetings, and that's, you know, 6 o'clock start.
Yeah.
So you can say, you can characterize them any way you want.
It's about the issues.
Huh?
It's usually about the issues.
Yeah.
The
things
issues
are changing.
Is what brings people.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, that's what it should be about, obviously.
But
we'll give it a try.
Let's vote and get
over it. I'm willing to give it a try. I think we spent too much time on it already.
Okay, let me clarify. Start the meetings in September at 7 p.m., and then all directors come to the council meetings, not the working sessions, correct? Or do you want them at the working sessions? We always have them come to council meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm speaking and not being asked or asking to speak. I apologize.
Council meeting. They used to come to council meetings.
Yeah, they used to come to council meetings, but that's almost a working session is where we get the work done by definition.
Right.
And if we have questions, maybe they can come to just maybe the second council or the second working session of the month. Yeah, the second COW. And
because for budgets and stuff like that, we ask them to come there. They come to the COW and council meeting. It's already we've already done our legislation.
Okay.
I say make it on request, Mayor. I mean, if we need them here, just say, hey, we'd like to have you at our council meeting.
Well, the motion is start the meetings at 7 p.m. and to have the directors at the meeting, attend the meetings on the second COW of each month. Does that sound okay?
Sounds good.
Is that what everybody's looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No further discussion. Vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
No.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Winville?
No.
Brunner Miller?
Yes.
Passes 4-2, and we will start our first meeting in September. The second meeting, of course, the directors will be there. Okay? Any other old business? A new business?
Mayor, we need to make a motion to recess.
Yeah, we just need a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting. We've already said in our beginning meeting that we weren't going to have any meetings in the month of July or August unless necessary.
Okay.
So we just need a motion for adjournment.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Second.
Mary Brunner Miller. Any questions or comments? Vote on the motion, please.
Councilperson Terlowski?
Yes.
Kolograph?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Winville?
Yes.
Brunner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 8:57 p.m. Thank you.